Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Good morning, everybody. Oh my God, how hard was it to get out of bed this morning?
Mm. Oh my gosh, I snoozed my alarm twice and I was like, Beth, if you snooze one more time, you're going to sleep through the show. They're going to be calling you. It's going to be an embarrassment. So just get out of bed.
So I'm lucky. My car is parked under a carport. Half of it was frozen, the back half. The other front half was like perfectly fine. It was completely weird.
But well, if you wake up this morning and there's just sheets of ice everywhere, you've got it on the car, wherever, don't scrape it off because I'm telling you right now, it can win you free stuff. After 8 o'clock.
That's right. There's going to be a little bit of a game and it's going to be something to do with things being frozen. Because let's be honest, everything's frozen in Canberra right now.
Absolutely. So are my nips. No. They're just cold
hard. I thought
they
were just that perky in general, but okay.
Speaking of subject changes, yesterday was Black Friday the 13th.
Yes.
And we're going to be talking about ghost stories and we're going to get on a guy who knows all about how haunted our city is.
I'm so scared.
And not even that, Canberra's most haunted house, this lady, we're going to interview her. She lives in Canberra's most haunted house.
Actually?
Yeah, I'm putting it down to it.
You will not be sleeping tonight. That chat's coming up in the next 15 minutes. Next, we're going to hear all about Beth's Uber ride, which got very awkward. Your life is just full of awkwardness, isn't it, Beth?
Always. It really is. That is my life to a T.
But right now we're going to get into a lady who, she just had a baby. Congratulations to Cardi B. She's had a girl and the name is Culture with a K.
Oh. Weird.
Yeah, let that sink in.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Beth, you had a moment the other night, didn't you?
Yeah, so I think we've all been in a situation before where you've had to share an Uber with someone just out of convenience and it's ended up in the other person, particularly if they're the opposite sex, hoping to get some, trying to get a little something when maybe a little something isn't welcomed.
So, Beth, you got in an Uber, I'm guessing, with an attractive guy?
Debatable.
I thought he's quite attractive. Okay, so I'm going
to
say...
You were trying to set me up with this person, by the way.
Yeah, okay,
side
so
note.
Attractive, and you got in the Uber, and was he expecting... You were going to drop him home.
Well, exactly. So we were at Kokomo's last Sunday night. We were all having a couple of beverages, and he lives in Belconnen, and I live in Crace.
Okay, he said,
let's just get an Uber together, both in the same direction. I was like, yep, no worries. We're about halfway to Crace, and I go, oh, so should we drop you off to Belconnen first, and then obviously I'll go to mine afterwards? And then he goes, oh, it's fine. I'll just get my brother to pick me up from yours. And I'm like, it's a bit awkward. Okay. Keep on going another 5 minutes. I said, oh, have you called your brother yet? Calls his brother, or pretended to call his brother. And then his brother didn't answer. And he goes, oh, he didn't answer. I said, all right, well, what are we going to do then?
I think he just wanted a snuggle, Beth.
Well, I think that is what he wanted. I said, mate.
Under the cold Canberra night, just a bit of a snuggle with a tub of ice cream. It's not a bad thing.
Like this morning where it's -6. All
I
he
know.
Wanted just was to be warm.
He just wanted a friend.
Yeah, no one ever just wants a friend. Come on.
Yes.
And no one ever just wants a snuggle. It's always more than that.
Oh.
Beth, if he was hot, would have you let him stay?
No.
Thinking about
No.
If it was
I don't do
Dom
that.
From Love Island.
No, because I like to play hard to get.
I don't know.
I ended up having to say to him, though, mate, you're not coming in. I had to be that straightforward and
so
say,
harsh.
You are not staying over.
See, I had that the other night too, a person of the opposite sex, and I said, sorry, doll, I'm like, not into ya.
It's happening your entire life.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
The question for you, Beth and Jason. Avocados.
Yes.
How much would you spend on them a week?
Well, we were just talking about this.
Mm.
The best smashed avo in all of Canberra that I go to anyway. It's Urban Pantry in Manuka.
He's such a food snob.
No, I'm not. They're amazing. But their smashed avo dish, it's about $19. We were just looking at the menu now, but it's the best. But I would spend, I reckon, $40 a week.
$40 a week
well,
on avos.
If I have two of those, then that's...
Okay.
Two.
Look, I'm not thinking about dishes out. I'm just thinking about the avocados I buy at home. I normally go to Super Barn and Crate. I reckon on average there, it's probably about $5. And I probably buy two or three a week, maybe a couple out. It depends how much Mexican I'm eating. You know, if I'm having tacos that week, then I've got to buy a whole lot more.
Avocados, they're very, very popular. Everyone's eating at the moment. And there is a genius farmer who has created the Avozilla.
What? Okay.
Avozilla? What's
that?
What
do you mean, doll? Tell us.
It is a new supersized avocado, and it's going to be landing in Aussie supermarkets. So as you do your grocery shopping this week, keep an eye out for this because...
How big is this avo?
Get this. It's like the size of a chihuahua.
What? It's like the size of a watermelon.
1.2 kilograms these avocados can get up to.
Oh, my goodness. Well, can you imagine the guacamole you could make with that? You'd be like bathing in guacamole.
Ellie, you know what they say, bigger is better.
Sold me. Do you know what's even better about it? The price.
How much? Tell us.
$15, which you might think, oh, that's very expensive to spend on one avocado, but this avo has 20 servings. So I normally spend about $50 a week on my avocados because I am obsessed. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, that's all I eat.
Good fats, good fats.
But
it is good fats.
I've done the math right. Scary thought, I know, because Marucci was not the greatest person when it came to maths back in the day. But if I have an Avozilla once a week, I will be able to finally buy my dream home on Mugga Way in Red Hill.
Okay, yes.
Really?
Well, they say that young kids these days spend too much on smashed Avo.
There you go, Gus. Everyone's going to be buying the Avozilla, and in about 10 years, we're all going to be moving into Red Hill. We'll see you there.
1.2 kilos.
See you there.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Guys, it is cold this morning. It feels like -5 in Charnwood, but it's going to be a beautiful winter's day, getting up to 12 degrees.
Yes.
And look, this show is all about things in the nation's capital.
Yeah.
And right now we have got a man who is all about spooky things. He chases yowies. He's seen things that you could never imagine. Tim, the Yowie Man, on the line. Hello.
Hello. Very good morning to you.
Now, the reason for having you on is because, well, I'm not sure if you were looking at your calendar, but yesterday was Black Friday, Friday the 13th.
Oh, how could I forget? Friday the 13th is one of the most important days in my calendar. I mark them up and I know when they're coming because spooky things happen.
Ooh. So you shouldn't even have to look at your calendar. You should just know because there's an extra amount of, you know, ghosts and spooky objects lying around on that day.
I should. Going by the number of reports, that is correct.
Tim, can I ask, on these tours that you do, and you've done hundreds of them, have there been any out-of-the-world experiences that have really frightened you or scared you?
Tell us about the scariest one you've got, Tim.
We want to hear the scariest one.
Give us a tingle.
Well, probably not on every tour something happens, but quite often they do. And there's a place out near the Canberra airport between Canberra and Queanbeyan called the Air Disaster Memorial. No. Have you heard of that?
Yes.
It sounds terrifying.
No. It's just off the highway.
Yes. And it's hidden amongst a quite a spooky pine forest. And in the 1940s, an aeroplane crashed there.
Okay, wait, I'm really getting scared. Okay, hang on. Let me just, okay, keep going.
It was a terrible crash. 10 people lost their lives. But ever since then, a lot of Canberrans have been dared to try and go into that forest at night by themselves and see if they can hang out at the Air Disaster Memorial and see what happens. And let me assure you, things do happen. But many people who have visited the location since say that not only do they sense these poor victims of the air crash, but some of them have actually even seen the apparition. The most common sighting that people see is of like a burning airman sort of running through the forest. They don't hear anything, but you can imagine someone screaming as they're on fire, running through the forest. Flames leaping behind them as they run away from where the actual Air Disaster Memorial is.
So, Tim, I'm absolutely petrified now of driving down the federal highway. Because
lock your doors.
Oh, my gosh, I'm frightened.
I do that a lot, and that's where the Air Disaster Memorial is. And that would explain why I kind of get this weird feeling whenever I pass it. So thank you for clearing things up. But is there anywhere in Canberra that has got, like, really friendly ghosts? Like, because I would love to meet, like, the, you know, the Casper of Canberra.
Yeah, yeah, I love that.
There is a Casper of Canberra. Her name is Florence, and she hangs out not far from the edge of Lake Burley Griffin.
Oh, is this at Blundell's Cottage? Yes.
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
How friendly is this ghost? Like, can you go have a cup of coffee or?
Well, not quite, but quite friendly. She died, unfortunately. She burnt to death way back in 1892. But often people that experience her ghost, she was only 16 and 10 months at the time. People of a similar age, if they go there, often if they're female, so like a 17-year-old girl goes to Blundell's Cottage, they're the ones that more than likely have an experience. She's probably one of our friendliest ghosts.
Oh, I've got goosebumps just hearing these ghost stories.
Me too.
Imagine what it would be like going on one of Tim the Yowie Man's ghost tours. I would highly recommend you do it because they're supposed to be out of this world. Yowieman.com.au or search Tim the Yowie Man on Facebook and go and join him. You might not sleep for a week, but it'd be good for your development.
We're all going.
I'm not going. There's actually no way you can make me go.
Tour, we're going. Yeah.
No, there's no way I'm going.
I'm booking it in, dolls.
Going to do the air disaster memorial, and we're going to take cameras. We're going to record it.
We're going to camp overnight.
No, we're
yes,
not.
We're camping overnight.
We'll
That's
argue about
doing.
This later.
Well, look, there's some of the famous ones in Canberra, but we want to know about the ghosts at your place. We love a good ghost story. Come on, scare us, Canberra. Give us a buzz right now. 131060. Your ghost stories. We're going to take them and we're probably not going to sleep now.
Never.
I struggled to sleep last night on Friday the 13th. I'm not even kidding.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
And we are taking your calls right now because minutes ago we spoke to Tim the Yowie Man for Friday the 13th yesterday. We wanted some ghost stories. So he told us all about the air disaster memorial, which is just off the Federal Highway. If you're driving on that highway today, good luck getting past. I'm now scared.
Yes, that was extremely freaky.
We also heard about the ghost at Blundell's Cottage. And we're taking your calls on 131060 ghost stories on Instacan. We've got Ariel from Queanbeyan. What is yours? Ariel, her phone appears to have dropped out.
Ariel from Queanbeyan,
scare the pants off us. What's your ghost story?
Tell us.
So mine's not really scary. Mine's actually probably kind of sweet. So my dad passed away when I was pregnant with my now 3-year-old daughter. And my daughter sees him and plays with him at my house. And he comes and watches her with her ballet and everything. So it's actually kind of sweet.
Aww. So what does your 3-year-old say to you? Oh, I'm seeing things? Or how do you know that it's your father?
Yeah, so I've actually never talked to my daughter about my dad. She's kind of too young to talk to her about it all. Mm. And she actually tells me one day randomly in the car, my dad's name's Ricky. And she said, Dad, Mum, there's Ricky. And she just kept talking about this Ricky, and I just went, it can't be my dad, it can't be. She doesn't know what Ricky is. I've never said his name before. And now, it just kind of progressed further and further, and I heard her playing out in the playroom. I said, darling, what are you doing? She goes, I'm just saying bye to Poppy Rick. She goes, I'm saying goodbye to him because he was playing with me. And it just kind of progressed from there. And, I mean, we never talked to her about him. And obviously, if I ever talked about him around her, I said, Dad. So the name's literally just come up from her. never said his name. So, yeah.
I literally have tears in my eyes right now. That is actually really sweet. Thank you so much for
super
sharing
special.
Your story, Ariel.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. My pleasure.
So we've got Rachel here from Chisholm. Now, a bit of a background. Rachel, you and I have known each other for so many years.
Yeah.
And I reckon you live in what is probably Canberra's most haunted house.
Well, I'd say it used to be the most haunted house, but I did a lot of different things to try and get rid of those little ghosties.
You've gotten rid of the ghosts. So tell us a bit of a background about the house and the story you told me all those years ago that still frightens me to this day.
Yeah, tell us what's going to give us those creepers.
Just wait.
Well, I was a single mum of two, and my kiddies were really little, and I think I tend to believe that ghosts like to hang around little tiny kiddies because they can see them better. But I've got a house full of beautiful antiques, and I've been collecting antiques all my life because my mum was an antique dealer. But I'd also collected some interesting things from overseas, and I had an antique backpack in the studio, and I found out years later that it was a German soldier's backpack. So that used to live in my studio. Anyway, things tended to happen around the studio a lot. But lights used to go off and on. Doorbells used to ring in the middle of the night, around about 2, 3. My heater lids used to lift up, the plastic lids used to lift up, so I took them off because they used to annoy me. Jewelry boxes used to open, like the music ones. light bulbs used to pop.
What?
Objects used to move around the house a bit, but I'd kind of just ignored it because I was like, yeah, and I used to just say, hello, how you doing, and move again if you want to give me a message.
And Rachel, you said one day you were sitting on the couch and you got poked.
Oh, I was by myself this time. I didn't have the kids with me. I was in the lounge room and I had a big Rhodesian Ridgeback and it started growling and backing up on me. And there was something in the room, but I thought there was something there. And as it growled, it ended up sitting on me and then something poked me.
Oh my gosh!
Dog slipped at the end of my bed and urinated all around my bed, like pecked me or something. But yeah, I knew I needed to do lots of different things in order to get rid of these spook things. My daughter used to build a barricade when she went to bed of pillows so she wouldn't see the ghostly things at night. And she also used to tell me things that I'd already seen, but I didn't tell them. So it was like these contrasting stories, but that
was
the same.
Once you're in the kitchen, tell us this is the scariest story. You're in the kitchen, your girls came running out. What did they say to you?
I'd put them to bed about an hour earlier. And I was exhausted, so I was sitting on a couch that was facing the hallway, and I saw like this white spindle, like a big ball of white, rolling out of one of the rooms into the other room, into the hallway. So I actually got up and started running towards the hallway before they were screaming. And when I got into the bedroom, they were like, "Mommy, Mommy, there was a man in the room. He was standing there. We threw toys at him, but he walked through the wall."
What?
Yes.
Get out!
I know.
I know.
Chills. Ellie is petrified.
I don't know what to say. I don't deal well with these stories at all, and I took my headphones off, but I could still hear it.
No.
I'm going to cry.
I was just saying to Jason earlier, but one of the worst things was that I have my kids week about, and they used to run into my bedroom when they were scared and hop into bed with me.
Oh, my gosh. That is so freaky. Well, you know how they call it Black Friday, Friday the 13th? I'm saying Black Saturday, Saturday the 14th.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Oh my gosh, guys, Justin Bieber got engaged to Hailey Baldwin. They've only been dating for a couple of weeks. What an idiot.
Mm-hmm. I did read that.
All over the news. You couldn't miss it. Now, Jason, I know that you love a good pun.
I do, a good pun call.
So I gave you a challenge. I said, I wonder if you can call a local jeweler and get across a whole bunch of Justin Bieber song lyrics and how long you'd be able to go for until they were like, okay, you're taking the piss.
Correct. And so there were such good sports, Harry Rose Jewelry in Canberra. So I did. I rang them and I put on my best accent. So I'd love for you guys to tell me what you think. I thought it was pretty funny, but I don't know. I laugh at my own jokes.
All right, this is what went down. I can't wait to hear this.
Good afternoon, Harry Rose Jewelry. Kath speaking.
Yes, good afternoon, Kath. I'm looking to buy a piece of jewelry for my girlfriend. We got into a fight the other day. Can I ask what sort of pieces you sell?
It's sort of made to order, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have any stock on hand. You come in and you describe what you'd like made and Harry makes it up for you.
Okay, because, well, we've been dating for a few months and I do want to get her something made. She got upset at me because I said that to her the other day, my mama don't like you and she likes everyone and I never like to admit that I was wrong. And she got angry. Is there anything you'd recommend, a bracelet or a ring?
It depends what she likes. It really depends what she likes, you know. I don't know what I'd like if that happened.
Mm-mm.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Do you think it's too late now to say sorry?
Never too late to say sorry.
Would you recommend white or gold carat?
I don't know. It depends what she likes to wear.
I was thinking a ring. I mean, I did say to her the other day, I want to play it cool, but I'm losing you. I'll buy you anything. I'll buy you any ring.
Well, I think maybe you should come and book an appointment with Harry because I think you guys would have a great time chatting about it anyway.
Okay. And just so with these rings, I want to get an inscription. If it's too long, does that matter? On the inside of the ring, can I read the inscription? We share a little a saying together. Can I read to you what I want to put on the inside of the ring?
Sure.
You know you love me. I know you care. Just shout out whenever. I'm sorry. It's Jason from 104.7. We are doing Eye of Tears.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you very much for that. I didn't know what was going on here. But...
We're doing, I don't know if you saw Justin Bieber recently got engaged. So we were doing Justin Bieber puns. We were ringing a local jewelry store So I don't know if you noticed, I was very clever. I did a lot of Justin Bieber songs within our conversation. Did you notice this?
I just thought you were completely poetic. And
you're like, who is this odd character?
It was amazing. I was hoping that you'd make an appointment and we could talk further.
What a fantastic sport she was. And you know a lot of Justin Bieber lyrics, Jason. Well done to you.
I do. I love JB. So what did you think, Ellie? Do you think I passed the test?
You passed the test. There was a lot of dings. So well done to you for your pun call.
Yay.
Keep it here. We're going to catch up with Sam Williams from the Raiders before 9 o'clock. It is Instacan.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
We are proud Canberrans, aren't we, guys?
We are. Mm-hmm. I am the morning's announcer in Hit 104.7, so you've probably heard my voice before. I do 9 to 12 on the weekends. You also may have seen me getting out and about around Canberra on a night out. I do like a good Kokomo sesh.
You definitely do, Beth. I have also been born and bred in Canberra. I've been here my whole life. I went on a little show called Big Brother, so I'm Canberra's biggest Z-grade celebrity.
I love that.
No one knows who I am anymore. That's okay. I'm cool with that.
And my name is Ellie Mobbs. I'm a Canberra girl. Went to Marichi College. I still own the Canberra Raiders grand final winning shirt from the 90s.
Oh, my God.
Proud.
I hold on to things.
Canberran.
I'm a hoarder.
You're a
but
hoarder.
But that's another story.
That
and that's why I'm
story.
Really excited to be catching up with Sam Williams from the Raiders. The guys are playing tonight, so we're going to get like the debrief before the big game tonight. We're going to motivate them for a big win. But it is a very cold start to the morning. It is like minus 6 degrees. And next, we want to reward you for being so cold.
Yeah.
We have got an incredible prize to give you. Dinner for two at Sage Dining. It's a 10-course degustation, which is all to celebrate Truffle Month. So just keep on listening, because this is seriously like the easiest competition ever. All you need is a phone and the frost.
And something cold.
Just give us a call.
Something cold. We're going to explain it all next on Canberra's Hit 104.7. This is Instacan.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
And it is really, really cold this morning. I mean, this week it was the coldest morning on record. It feels like minus 6 in parts of the nation's capital right now. Beth, I can see your teeth chattering just as we talk about it.
Oh, even with the heater on in here, it is freezing. So I am one of those unlucky people in Canberra who has to keep their car outside, right? And this morning when I got up at about 5 a.m., I had to obviously scrape the ice off the windscreen. Oh my gosh, I had to put a solid amount of effort in, because you can always tell how cold it is by how thick the ice is. And this morning, I reckon it was centimetres thick.
My dad has sent me a photo of the front lawn and it is just white.
Really?
It is so frosty and cold. It looks like it snowed in Hackett. It is absolutely incredible. Now, we have sent our lovely co-host Jason Roses out into the car park to give us a weather update. Firstly, what does it feel like?
Okay, I'm beyond the car park. It is so cold. All the, like, actually everything is white ice. Everything's frozen.
So we're going to play a game. We want you guys to give us a buzz on 131060, and we are going to guess what is frozen at your house.
This is going to be so fun.
Because there's going to be stuff like out in the backyard, you know, the dog bowl, the pond, there'll be grass that's frozen, maybe a tomato is frozen. Oh, God,
windscreen.
No. The frost destroys the tomato, so maybe not. So as a demonstration, we've sent Jason out. You're going to tap something, and Beth and I have to guess what it is.
I'm rubbing them together. Okay, ready?
Rubbing them together.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh, okay.
Ready? We can't hear it. You're going to have to go louder, Jason.
Okay, hang on. Ready? Hold up.
Rub harder.
still can't really hear it.
Can't hear anything.
Okay, well, it's really gross because I'm holding two bits of kangaroo poo in my hand.
Ew!
Why would you get up the
Yuck! Can you pick that up?
I know, I can't. It's like crumbling in my hand. It's really gross.
Oh,
and
wow.
Christian, the tech guy, is like looking at me holding kangaroo poo.
Where did we get this Jason guy from?
Oh, my gosh. Wait, by the way, Jason, that pass that, that I gave you doesn't work, so you're not going to be able to get back in.
Okay, I'm going to come shake your hand.
You're kidding me. 13 10 60. Give us a call right now. What is frozen at your house? We do have prizes for you. Dinner for two at Sage Dining. And this is incredible. It is a 10-course degustation, and it's all to celebrate Truffle Month. So you are going to have, like, one of the greatest meals of your life at Sage Restaurant. 13 10 60. Call right now. Well, guess what's frozen at your house? Because it is
everything.
Cold. On Canberra's Hit 104.7.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
You are waking up too cold. Mm-hmm. It currently feels like minus 4 degrees in Tuggeranong. There is a lot of things frozen, and we just sent Jason out of the studios. What have you come back in with in your hand?
So a pond at the front. Look at this.
Oh, my gosh.
Thick, how thick is this ice? A pond.
And you've been in here for like the last 10 minutes and it's still frozen.
And
that's
it's
crazy.
It's still frozen. It's like thick pieces of ice. This pond was frozen.
Well, I'm just worried because you were just holding kangaroo poo. So I'm like, ugh.
I know.
That was also
I'm
going to
touch your face after.
There is a lot of things that are frozen right now. So we thought we would play a game. Give us a call. 13 10 60. What's frozen at your place? And we have to guess what it is. We've got a call right now from Alex. Hey, you're from my hood of Hackett 2602. Represent, girl.
Amen.
Now, you have got something frozen at your house in Hackett. You're going to hit it, and we have to guess what it is.
I have to hint at it.
You have to hit it. Like, tap it. Tap away.
Tap away.
Ready, set, go.
Right, okay, you ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Well, I reckon that's a bin.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon something's frozen with water. It's ice.
Obviously. Yeah. Everything frozen with...
Do you have a dog?
Do I? No, I don't.
Oh, okay, there goes the dog bowl.
Is it outside?
It is outside, yeah.
A pond?
No.
Bird fountain?
No, not a bird fountain.
Oh, gosh. I'm out of options. What do we got?
I know it's hard.
What is it?
Okay, it's the bed sheets that I hung up last night.
Oh, my
gosh.
Oh,
my gosh. Really?
Are they that?
I just cracked them.
Oh.
That is the best. Thank you
That's
so
much. That's amazing.
Thank you so much for your call there, Alex.
Make sure you go and warm up and have a coffee at Wilbur's.
I will.
All right, we've also got Nikita in Queanbeyan on 131060. Nikita, are you ready to play this frozen cold Canberra game with us? Oh, there she is. Nikita, are you ready to play this game with us?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and tap what is frozen and we will try to guess what it is.
Ooh, oh, my gosh.
That's quite a deep tone.
That's a very deep tone.
I'm saying definitely not windscreen. That's such an obvious choice.
Yeah, that's more of a sharp hit when you hit the windscreen.
I'm going to say it's like some deep water, like a fountain or a bird bath.
No, it's not.
Oh.
My guess is a pot plant.
Mm. Yes, that's correct.
Oh my God! Well done, Ellie!
Wow.
Yay! That makes me the queen of Frozen.
It does.
I'm like Elsa.
Let it go, let it go.
Oh, there you go. Except Elsa lied. The cold definitely does bother me.
Oh, it's freezing this morning. Hey, Nikita, we're going to send you off for dinner for two at Sage Dining. You've scored yourself a 10-course degustation, all to celebrate Truffle Month. So that's going to help warm you up, okay? Enjoy, and thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Saturday, Sunday mornings, you tend to not eat breakfast at home, do you guys? It's all about going and dining and enjoying some brunch. And here in Canberra, we are spoiled for choice.
Oh.
When it comes to breakfast. So this is something new we're going to do every single week on this show, Instacan. It is called The Best of Canberra.
Yes,
and we just
I
want to know
the
best of some certain topic. So, you know, it could be coffee in 1 week. But this week, we're starting off with the best breakfast in
my Canberra. My favourite. That's breakfast. I love breakfast. I love going to eat out on a weekend and getting my smashed avo. That's my favourite dish, girls.
And whenever any of my friends or family come to Canberra, one of my favourite things to do is take them to really nice breakfast places, because the thing that they all go on about is how great the food and particularly the breakfast is in Canberra.
And can I just say, as a Canberran, 10 years ago, it wasn't a great food scene, but the food scene has transformed so much, particularly over the last 4 to 5 years. We are honestly spoilt with choice.
So spoilt.
10 years ago, you go to Sydney, but Canberra, it's like bursting at the seams.
I've got mates that will drive from Sydney to Canberra just for foodie weekends.
Yeah. We are so lucky now, Canberrans.
Literally like food heaven here.
Mm-hmm.
So look, guys, who's got your vote for the best breakfast in Canberra? Beth?
Oh, I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say Maple & Co. because I went there the other day in Kingston, and can I just say, I was Instagramming everything and Snapchatting. My friends were like, Bev, sit down, you're embarrassing us. Like, just stop filming and eat it. I was like, but it's so amazing.
Maybe we should call this the best of Canberra breakfast to put on Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
Jason, what about yours?
So everyone knows I love a good smashed avo, and for me, Urban Pantry down at Manuka, they do the best breakfast. They actually do the most amazing coffee, but their smashed avo, if you haven't had it, go and have it. It's like drizzled with like oil and basil and sunflower seeds, and it's like the perfect size, and poached eggs, and anyway, hands down, Urban Pantry.
Little touches.
I'm so hungry now. Well, I'm torn between the Knox in Watson.
Okay.
They do an awesome vegetarian breakfast because, guys, I don't eat bacon. Shock.
Gosh. That's right.
Surprised my husband hasn't done it for that. And the other one is true. Last weekend, I went to Edgar's in Ainslie, and I had the most amazing poached eggs with avocado. There was this, like, salmon pastrami on the side.
Yum. I love salmon.
It was delicious. So we're probably making your mouth water right now as you listen. We want your calls right now, Canberra. 131060, the best place in Canberra.
Give us a
for
call.
Breakfast. Give us a buzz right now on Canberra's Hit 104.7.
And if you could also just bring some delivery, that would be greatly appreciated too, because I am hungry.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
We're starting something brand new. The best of Canberra. Basically, every single week, we're going to figure out the best place to get a certain topic. And this morning, it is all about the best breakfast in Canberra.
Yum.
I love this because we love food, we love breakfast, and we're always hungry.
I love a good poached egg, girls.
And
avocado. I swear, if we were sponsored by Avocado Australia, we'd be making absolute mozza this morning because that's all we're talking about.
I know.
And exactly.
And they're the greatest food.
They're like $8 each, so, you know, it's not like they don't have much money to give.
So, yeah, best of Canberra. We're going to take your calls right now.
And Marcel in KC on 131060, what gets your vote for the best breakfast in Canberra?
Well, my husband would say my kitchen because I'm an ex-breakfast cook. But
good husband.
Cute.
And then High Road in Dixon, they're fantastic.
100%. Oh, Beth, you have to. They do this delicious dish with poached eggs, and they make their own Vegemite ricotta. Do you like Vegemite?
I do.
And I love poached eggs. What do they have?
In Australia, if you
this?
Don't like Vegemite, get out of the country. Gone.
And don't you worry, there's avocado on that as well. It is heaven.
Yum,
and the coffee too. There is a reason why there is a lineup on Woolley Street at this place. It is awesome. Well done.
Oh.
Yeah.
On 131060, Julie from Quangers, your words. Hello.
Out of Jerribombra, we like to say sometimes, just to upset the Jerra folk.
Oh, we love that.
That rivalry between Jerra and Quangers, that's another story.
For next week.
So where is your vote? Best breakfast in Canberra or Quangers?
Best breakfast is in Cracked Pepper at Rose Cottage. Now, I've got a body that demonstrates I know food. So I am positioned to say this as well.
I love you already. Can we go to breakfast together?
Let's do it.
Yes.
Tracy and Anthony, they are wonderful. And the food, best hash brown in Australia and even the world.
Okay, well, we've got Yana from Curtin on 131060. Yana, what gets you excited? Where do you love to go for breakfast in Canberra, doll?
Hello.
Hello.
Well, we're actually at Double Shot at the moment.
Oh, Deacon.
You're eating breakfast right now. What did you order?
Oh, I love that.
Haven't ordered yet, but they've got a special on the menu today, which is a tiramisu stuffed croissant.
Oh, how is that breakfast? Did you order it?
That's so fancy.
Not yet, but I think I might have to.
Yum. Jana, what do you normally get at breakfast when you go out on a weekend?
Usually just some good eggs and mushrooms and bacon, but I've got a toddler, so we always end up with some sort of sweet thing too because she likes to eat that.
Delicious.
My other breakfast spot, I was going to say, is maple and clove because it's also really easy with kids because there's a big grass area and they can run around.
Mm. Very popular there.
Yep. And that's 100%.
Oh, well, thank you very much for your vote. And one's just come through on Facebook as well from Craig.
What did it say?
He said, best breakfast is at my house. It's by invitation only.
Oh, and that's trying to him pick up Beth.
Well, if he's single and he has a good bod, I will be there after this. See you later, Craig.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
And this is a show that celebrates all things Canberra. All things Canberra, and we are very proud, passionate Raiders supporters, aren't we, guys?
Of course. If you don't like the Raiders, then get out of Canberra. I'm afraid you need your Canberra citizenship taken off you.
So you guys want to know this. When I was a young child, I used to go to the Raiders games. I used to have the greens, the jerseys, everything was matching. I was a huge Raiders supporter. Still am.
I went to Meninga's final game and they let me run onto the field and I got to touch Mighty Mal and I didn't wash my hand for about a week. That's really creepy now that I said that
really
out loud.
Creepy.
So we've got one of the boys on the line right now because they do play tonight at GIO Stadium. They're taking on the Cowboys. We've got Sam Williams. Big game tonight.
Yeah, can't wait. It's a big game for us. We obviously got away with a pretty lucky win last weekend, but I think everyone's pretty pumped up to be playing back at home and hopefully, we can keep our season alive.
Now, Sam, who can I invoice at the Canberra Raiders for biting my, pretty fingernails off? Because last Saturday night, I thought it was all over, and then with 7 minutes to go, you guys pulled it out of the hat.
I think you probably sent it down to a few of us because we didn't make it real easy on ourselves. But it was one of those games that we've lost games throughout the year where we've been pretty ordinary, and to get away with a game where we were pretty ordinary through the game and get the win, it was exciting. And I know everyone who was watching it got excited as well. So hopefully we can continue with that momentum.
So you're going up against the Cowboys tonight. Now, you probably don't know this about me, Sam, but I used to live in Townsville. I used to be a Cowboys supporter. The year I was there, they won the premiership. And then I moved to Canberra. I was like, I'm going to go for the Raiders now. And so I'm waiting for you guys to win a premiership for me, or maybe I'll have to go back to the Cowboys.
No, I think that's all we needed. We just needed to know that you were the lucky omen for the Cowboys.
I am. Right, you're welcome.
Now, Sam, I follow/stalk some of you guys on Instagram.
Nick Klotrick.
No, don't say that name.
Sorry.
You guys are built like Greek gods, okay? So I want to know, what sort of training regimes do you guys go through on a weekly basis?
It's funny you say that because I cop it all the time about not looking like a Greek god, but
I'll be the judge of that, Sam.
Yeah, no, we have a fairly intense pre-season up until about February. For those few months, we spend most days on the field doing pretty tough running and in the gym doing weights 4 or 5 days a week. So I guess you probably hope you get some sort of results out of it.
Sam, it is freezing cold in Canberra this week, the coldest morning of the year. How do you guys stay warm on the field? Because all you're basically wearing is the tiniest shorts on earth and a T-shirt.
Not a bad thing. Yes.
No, we, I guess on the field, we're the lucky ones. We're the ones out there running around. And we still sweat even when it is freezing cold. So we're the lucky ones. It's the people in the crowd who I take my hat off to. They show up in all conditions, and sometimes I can't believe they're there myself, but they still manage to come and watch us run around.
Sam, good luck for the game tonight. Hope you smash those Cowboys and continue on the up, and fingers crossed you see you higher on the ladder as well, because we're getting to the pointy end of the season. Woo!
Yeah, it is. It is. It's an important game. Thanks for the call, guys.
No plans for tonight, guys. Then get to GIO Stadium. Go and cheer on the mighty green machine.
Definitely. Hopefully they can take on those Cowboys. Guys, it's time for us to go get on with our day.
Yes.
No.
Well, we had some marvellous suggestions for best breakfast in Canberra, so I'm definitely going to go and try one of those things. I think I might go with the Rose Cottage suggestion because she mentioned the best hash brown in Australia. And that's her words, not mine.
She was great. Loved her.
I'm definitely going to be trying one of those. What are you guys up to?
Oh, I'm going to be here talking on the radio playing your hits and old school.
I'm just going around doing the open houses thing, so you'll probably see me out and about in a suit, but then tonight just a quiet dinner.
Now, tomorrow we're going to be doing best ice cream in Canberra, so make sure you listen to that.
100%, because it's National Ice Cream Day. Hey, you guys, have a great Saturday. We'll catch you tomorrow morning from 7. See you, bye.
Bye.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.